systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Wednesday, October 27th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And welcome to episode 416 of the Jam Hole, the Wednesday night show. Of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. If you enjoy watching the live show, that's where to do it. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, that's when we do these things. And if you wanted to give us a call, 406-204-4687, say hey, say what's up. How's it going? How are you?
It's going.
You look tired.
I am quite tired.
Why are you so tired?
Because your friend keeps scheduling me.
Are you dying?
Your friend keeps scheduling me on the days I tell him not to.
Oh.
Well, the shifts I tell him not to.
Well, until you make the schedules, you kind of got to do what the boss says.
Wow.
My boss whatever. Keeps scheduling me for 8 o'clock, and I keep coming in at 8:30. I'm like, I don't get to make the schedule, though.
No,
I do get to choose when I walk in, though.
It's cool if it's all open shifts or it's all closed shifts, or you open 3 days a week and then you close 2 days a week. You know, that's okay. But when it's close, open, close, open, close, open.
Yeah, that sucks.
I get ran a little fucking ragged, you know, and I'm working my butt off. Like, your friend is kind of lacking
yeah?
a little bit lately.
My manager friend slash your boss?
Yes, he's kind of lacking lately, and I kind of understand, but I kind of don't. He just came back from tour.
Well,
so maybe he was expecting an easy ride when he came back to kind of like ease back
star.
Into things.
He's a rock star.
But I was kind of expecting some of that load to be taken off my shoulders, and it hasn't been yet.
Right.
And he's back. And it's like, dude, I'm not covering for you anymore. You're here. You cover for yourself.
Right. It's your job. Do it.
But that's not working.
So what's going to happen? What are you going to do?
There's a meeting on Friday, and hopefully things will change after that. If they don't, there's a serious change going to go on.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Well.
And I will take control of the schedule.
Then you'll get what you want.
Then I will get what I want. I don't mind doing a close or open, like, once a week, but, like, 2 and 3 times a week, like, I start to get tired, dude. And I haven't had a day off in, like, almost 9 or 10 days now. And I get really tired.
Burger says, is Danny getting another new job?
No. No, not at all.
Same job, perhaps just a different position.
Correct. But Burger says, let's get our count on. I'm guessing at least 15 picks before the show is done. Now, he's referring to me picking my notes.
Which you did a lot on the Monday show.
I do that a lot anyway because I did a lot of cocaine as a kid and my nose just leaks, okay? It just constantly has snot.
Maybe if you took that unsightly bowl ring out of your nose.
That's not it. I've tried.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. I don't know. I
just like picking nose.
Clear snot that just runs out of my nose and so I get it with my finger. It's cool.
That's cool.
But,
it's very cool. Looks really cool when you do that.
I know, huh?
Sexy.
I've managed to not do it all day at work somehow. I get the
sleep
thing.
Well, that's good considering you're fucking cooking food. Hey, I'd like a chicken sandwich. Hold the boogers, please. Actually, don't hold the boogers. Don't even touch the boogers until you hand me my food. Then you can hold the boogers.
But I use the sleeve.
Fucking disgusting, dude.
I use the sleeve at work. But I will not pick my nose at all this show if you donate like $20.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You
actually,
I need $20.
We need $40 for this cabin that we want to rent. We were supposed to do it on my birthday, And but if we would have done it on my birthday, I would have had the money.
I would have had money, too.
But now I have no money.
And who's to blame?
Myself?
No.
For not who's having money?
Blame
I don't fucking know.
On why we couldn't go.
Oh, your boss.
That weekend.
Right, yeah, your
right,
boss.
Right, because yeah.
So there's this awesome cabin that we want to go to, and it's $20 a night per person, and we want to go there Saturday and stay there Saturday night and come back Sunday, but now we don't have money. So thejamhole.com/donate, if you didn't get me a birthday present, now would really be the time.
Yes.
All we need is $40.
Wow.
So
a little more than that so we can do stuff there and like feed ourselves and shit.
I don't care about that. I just want to get there. I'll kill a deer or something. I don't know. We'll worry about that when it happens.
Do you even know how to clean a deer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used to hunt when I was a kid. Very first time I ever went out hunting, I took a shot across this ravine at a buck and fucking dropped it. I'm a sniper, dude. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good at shooting.
And you cleaned it?
I gutted it.
Did you clean it?
Hosed it off. I don't know.
You gutted it. Field dressed it?
Sure. Slit its fucking thing and cut out the little stink things in the legs and ripped out its guts and then
you cut out
sliced its,
its
stomach open. And then we hid behind this other ravine and waited for the coyotes to come and eat the stomach. And then we shot them. And yeah, I cleaned them too.
But did you
call me the cleaner?
Did you skin it and quarter it up and all that?
No, take it to the fucking butcher. What?
What?
Why would you do that?
Why would you take it to a butcher?
Because I'm not a butcher? I don't know.
You serious?
Yeah. Don't you take your shit to the butcher to get it nice and wrapped up? And I want pepper sticks. I want some steaks. I want some ground beef. Well, you guys are fucking hicks.
I do that myself.
We're city folk. We pay people like you to do that for us because we can afford to.
And just have you, the skill to do it.
And you guys can't afford not to. So it works out well.
I just do it all
no,
myself.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how we've always done it. I don't know. You go out there, kill it, and then you hang it up in the thing, and you take the skin off it, and then the butcher comes and gets it, the meat place. And then you get it back in wrapped up little jerky pepper sticks, some ground beef, some steaks, all that shit. Honestly, I haven't hunted since I was like 14.
Okay.
Like, I went the first year we were allowed to. Like, you go through hunter safety when you're, what, 13 and a half? And then I went the year after that. And then, yeah, that was it.
I went through hunter safety when I was 21.
Of course you did.
No, because I didn't have to do that down in Florida, dude. And
well, right.
When I came back up here when I was 21, fucking my brother wanted to go hunting, and he needed to take hunter safety, so I just took the class he did.
Nice.
You know, we went together, and then I had to take him hunting and teach him how to clean a fucking deer. So that was amusing. But
so I got an email from McNally, totally excited. The 404 vid movie. This is going to be an epic motion picture.
Did you see that? Jam Hole. Sleep.
That counts. That's one. Jam Hole Productions. This is going to be epic. He's almost done with the 404 show, thejamhole.com/404. You can go there and see pictures from it right now. Once I get that, we'll put the trailer up, and then in the jamhole.com/store, that's right, we still have a store, we'll put up the video, $5, just like last time. All the money goes to support the show for the bills and all that, so look for that soon. Very excited. Huge thanks to Keith McNally at keithcourage.com for being our executive video editor producer. Yeah, he is almost done.
I'm excited to
MDS
see
says he better be almost done because another show is sending him the Pittsburgh video to edit. So, yeah, he is almost done. I'm very excited.
I'm super stoked to see our video.
And then Friday, I didn't want to mention this until it was for sure, but Friday we're going to have a special interview for you guys. You guys know who the Upright Citizens Brigade is. I think. I know MDS does because he bought us tickets to go see their show in New York when we were there.
Right.
Very fun. Very funny. I like all their stuff. It's very good. Apparently, they're coming out with a new show. It's called This Show Will Get You High. And they reached out to us and wanted to come on the show and talk about it. So, we're going to do that Friday. Their guy's going to call us, and yeah, we're going to talk about their new show. So
sweet.
That'll be a good time.
That's pretty cool that they reached out this far.
I know, right? like
really?
Really?
Y'all are in New York.
Yeah.
And we're in Montana.
LA, they're the LA branch of it.
Yeah, but we're a podcast and we're in Montana. It's just kind of, it's like, wow, you're searching for all avenues. Like, everywhere.
Yeah, they just want to get the word out, and they said that the guy, he really liked our show, and that was that. So, yeah.
Well, that's
we'll
really
be doing
cool.
that Friday, so come join us for the live show if you want to be a part of that as it happens. Should be a good time.
Bad ace.
Also, thejamhole.com, if you go there on your mobile device, whether it be an Android or an iPhone, I hooked up a new mobile site. Much cleaner, much more functional than the old mobile site is, especially if you're using new Android OS and it has Flash. You can play the MP3s right off the site now with your phone.
I know. Super cool.
Super cool. But, yeah, I like the way it looks. It's a nice mobile touch site. It's designed for bigger touchscreen phones, not
like
little stylus things. So, yeah. Go to thejamhole.com on your mobile. And if it's still showing you the regular site, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a button that says mobile, and you just click that, and it'll revert to mobile mode. So, and real quick, while we're geeking out, I got a couple of geek Android things I kind of wanted to mention. You know, when I got my first Droid, I was super stoked that in the photo gallery, it linked to your Picasa web albums.
Uh-huh.
So you could see everything you had uploaded and the pictures on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was looking through the Droid X, and it did not have that.
Oh.
And I was really fucking bummed about that, because I have a ton of pictures on Picasa, and it's cool to have access to it. It's like, I can still go to the website and find them, but it's cool to have it in the phone, you know?
Yeah.
So I did some reading, and I know a few of our listeners have the Droid and the Droid X, and I figured out there's a fix for this. So if you have the Droid X and you want your Picasa gallery to show up in the gallery, there's a link that you go to on the phone, and it'll actually install the old gallery on there. And so you'll have both. And I think it was something with the new Droid X has the HDMI out on it.
Uh-huh.
And they had to redo the gallery to work with that. So they updated the gallery, but they had to take out the Picasa part for some reason. So if you install this, you'll have both. If you want to see, you can't view your high def video in the old gallery, but you can't view your Picasa shit in the new gallery. So now you have both. For whatever you want to do. So there is a fix for that. If you guys were noticing that, hey, where the fuck did my Picasa shit go? That's where it's at. So, and email info@thejamhole.com if you need that link. And I'll try and put it in the show notes if I remember for this episode. And then also, you know, I was talking about the original Droid has that car dock. And it's totally cool because it sits right up there. And I thought it would be even cooler if they left a hole in the back for the camera.
Right.
So that while it was on the dash, you could record what. So I was messing around with the Droid X one, and that does.
It leaves the hole for the camera?
There's no block for it. So when it's in the dock, you can film. I was like watching the road through the through the screen, because it's a nice size screen, right? So it totally reminded me of like, I was totally pretending I was a cop, and I was like driving with my cop cam on.
Oh my god,
like,
dude.
Pulling up behind people, being like, we're gonna run this plate, 1-0, come on, 10-4. It was so
great.
Oh my
god, you dork.
But so that's pretty awesome. So I'm thinking I'm gonna start making a few vids here and there of that.
Oh god.
Me, like, pulling people over. I don't know.
Great.
I thought that was kind of cool, though. So you can, like, totally set it up there and have it record.
We should do that.
You can have
you
it
can
stream
pull me
live.
Over.
We can set it there, and you can stream it live to justin.tv, to
you
our account.
You should totally pull me over, and I'll be like, what did I do?
We'll bang you up against the fucking car. Like, look back at the camera, like, thumbs up.
And then I beat the shit out of you and go,
steal the car.
Yeah.
Watch it just take off as I'm, like, getting up. Oh man. That would be awesome. See, if I didn't have a day job, this kind of shit would get fucking done.
Yes, it would.
But yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe tomorrow, while since I'm in town. I was going to try it today, but there's a lot of dead spots in between here and Polson. But maybe tomorrow I'll stream some of my route live. You guys can watch.
Is it the local route?
Yeah, I'll be in town. So that'll be cool.
Oh, God. Maybe I'll watch.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And we also, I found this thing, I posted on Twitter and stuff, I want to mention it on the show, gomiso.com, G-O-M-I-S-O.com. It's a new service I found, it's a social networking type of service. It's basically like Foursquare, it's a check-in-based service, but for shit that you watch.
Uh-huh.
Say we're sitting here watching Sanctuary, I pull up the app, I'm like, hey, we're watching Sanctuary. And you get badges and all that kind of stuff. And I've never involved myself with any of these services because I don't like it. I don't want to say I'm leaving my house, here's where I'm at.
Right.
Like, if I want, you know, if I want you guys to know where I'm at, that's cool. But to have it do that all the time, like, I go to way too many places and I don't like that. So,
yeah.
This, it's kind of the same thing, but with what you watch. And we watch a lot of shows and we talk about what we watch. I thought it'd be kind of a cool interactive tool. You guys, if you have accounts on there, you can follow us and we can all watch stuff and comment on it together and shit like that. So, there's a cool Droid app for it, which is what I found. And then there's a site based on it. So,
well,
yeah, whenever you watch stuff, you check in and you tell them, hey, this is what I'm watching. Check it out.
And you can leave comments and all that crap. Or get is there like a chat room?
No, not it's not a chat room, but it's just a threaded comment thing.
Oh.
You check in to the show and then you leave a comment like, this is the episode I'm watching. I liked it when this happened. Whatever. It's dumb, but it's just another place to find the jam hole. And if you guys watch what we watch, you can join us and find out, you know, right there.
Woo!
So,
yay, I'm watching what they're watching.
Yeah, I know, it's dumb, but yay. You know, it's just another web 2.0 thing. So,
wow,
I thought that was kind of cool.
Sure, that's super cool.
So we have a study that has come out here. This was based in Denver. I think this is kind of awesome because this the study is taken in a negative light, but here at the Jam Hole, we see the positive in these things.
Of course.
And I think this will really help people. As little as 4 hours of exposure to laptops with Wi-Fi can damage sperm, according to a recent study by the American Society for Reproduction in Denver.
Mm. No wonder you're totally shooting blanks.
I know, right? Phone, Wi-Fi, sitting on my right nut. Lap netbook with Wi-Fi on my left nut. Fucking Vio with Wi-Fi sitting in my lap here. I'm surrounded by it. Sometimes I like to just take the Linksys Wi-Fi router and just, like, sit with it on my lap while I'm watching stuff.
Is that what you
it's
do?
It's warm. It's nice and warm.
Is it good?
You know what that warmth is from. It's microwave radiation cooking my boys.
Oh my god, dude.
Quote, this is the first scientific study showing that a laptop computer connected by Wi-Fi may damage DNA and decrease sperm motility. This guy, his name is, he's a research director at the Nascentis Reproductive Medical Center in Argentina. He says if men are trying to have children, they should not work with a Wi-Fi-enabled laptop near their lap, or should instead connect to the internet using cables. Now, I'd like to turn this around and say if men are trying to avoid having children,
be on Wi-Fi as much as
fucking
possible.
Don't wire that shit. I know it's faster when you plug it in, but it ain't doing nothing for your boys. Fucking unplug that shit. Unplug your shit. Turn the Wi-Fi on. Crank that fucking signal strength.
Birth control for you.
I know. It's perfect, right?
I guess.
The issue they're saying, of course, is the microwave radiation. According to the group that did the study, a previous study on cell phones revealed that microwave radiation can decrease sperm quality. What if
so you're all retard sperm?
Pretty much. And that led scientists to advise men to avoid carrying cell phones in their pants.
Oh, man.
That's so great.
That means we're going to, if we have kids, it's going to be like a Down syndrome kid.
We're not having kids. I need to make that perfectly clear.
I'm just saying, okay. If it were to, we would have
so this
Down
is better than
children.
This is better than condoms, it seems like, right?
Sure.
I mean, you can't get a chick pregnant if you have malformed sperm, you know?
And you definitely can't have sex if you're on the computer all the time.
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword. So that's pretty awesome. Just kind of keep that in mind when you feel that warmth from your laptop.
Some nice radiation.
Some of it's from the power supply, sure. But most of it, that's microwave radiation.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah. I have another study here, and this one may spell the end of the world. Here it
is. All right.
This may be that zombie apocalypse we've been praying for. I have been praying for.
Okay.
God, I want to just run around and kill zombies, something fierce.
That'd be pretty fun.
Do you remember that old school, I think it was a Sega Genesis game. I think it's called Zombies Ate My Neighbors. And they were like, it was this kind of top-down view game, and it was like a zombie invasion, but the zombies were water-sensitive. So you play these two teenagers with fucking super soakers.
Really?
And you run around, you're like, blap, 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 and you got like water balloons and water grenade shit and like super squirt guns. And it was the funnest game. It was like just straight-up zombie apocalypse, but a first-generation, an 8-bit style, or... What was the Genesis? 32-bit? It wasn't 64. It was 16-bit Genesis.
Kay.
Zombies Ate My Neighbor. I want to say that's what it is. But anyway, this is horrible. You know, we have the HIV. Didn't that started out in animals and it jumped to humans?
Because somebody fucked a monkey.
Okay. We're not going to point fingers or say the blacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's never good in scientific time.
Getting back to your roots.
Yeah, pretty much. It's never good when a virus is in animals and it makes that jump to humans. It's especially not good when it's a never-before-detected strain of virus that's killed more than one-third of a monkey colony at a U.S. lab.
Whoa.
And it appears to have jumped from the animals to sicken a human scientist.
Huh.
It's on. This is on like Donkey Kong.
What the hell is it?
Because he was a monkey also.
What the hell is it?
Although it's an unusual move for that type of virus and does warrant further monitoring, like full-on fucking quarantine,
yeah.
Please. The researchers stress there's no cause for alarm at this time. It's only one guy. And
it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. There's no evidence
worry.
worry now. There's no evidence that virus has spread beyond the single scientist who recovered from her illness, nor is there even proof that the virus would be transmissible between humans. Still, there is very strong evidence to suggest a cross-species transmission event happened.
She had sex with a monkey.
The monkey probably raped her,
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Right, yeah. I pricked my finger with the needle.
Monkey.
He raped you, didn't he? Yes, he fucking raped me. Motherfucker.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, the lead investigator, Dr. Charles Chu.
What?
Chewy. An assistant professor of laboratory. Thank you. An assistant professor of laboratory medicine and medicine infectious diseases at the University of California, Frisco. He says, quote, "I don't think people should be worried about this right now. It's more of a worry to public health officials monitoring these new viruses that have the potential for causing outbreaks." Do you remember that movie, Outbreak? That has to be by far my favorite super virus type of movie.
I don't know. I might have seen it.
They fuck shit up in that movie. It was done really well. I liked it.
Oh, man.
The study was presented Friday at the Infectious Diseases Society of America annual meeting in Vancouver, Canada. The scientist appears to have caught the virus while investigating an outbreak of illness among a colony of titi monkeys.
Titi monkeys.
At the California National Primate Research Center in Davis, Chewy said. Among the monkeys, the virus was highly contagious and deadly. Of 55 monkeys housed at the center, 23, which is about 40%, almost half, became seriously ill with upper respiratory symptoms that progressed to pneumonia and an inflammation of the liver. 19
Whoa.
Monkeys, or about 83% of those infected, died. And that's,
Whoa.
Like, okay,
and now
that's
it's infecting
that's monkeys.
A person.
We are, genetically, we are very similar to the primate species. And so when a fucking crazy killer strain jumps to a human host like that, regardless of if it killed or not, all it takes is one or two more evolutionary steps in that virus to become super fucking deadly.
Yep.
And then kill 83% of humans that are infected by it, you know? Like, it's a very short, in virus lifespan, it don't take shit to evolve that extra arm or whatever a virus needs to really do damage to a human host.
Berger says the Andromeda strain.
You know, I've had that movie forever and I still haven't watched it.
What?
It's supposed to be really good. I've just never seen it.
What's the name of the movie?
The Andromeda Strain. Berger says.
I just remember the shit in the movie. They call it the Andromeda Strain.
Yeah. What movie was that?
I didn't remember that it was called that. Okay,
maybe we'll have to check in and watch it.
Maybe.
Broad-spectrum antibiotics did not help the monkeys, suggesting that the pneumonia was caused by the virus and not a secondary bacterial infection, which is weird. Usually when we get pneumonia, human-wise, it's caused by, you know, the bacteria after we weaken. It's not the virus itself, I think. I don't know. Researchers later determined the cause of the illness was an adenovirus, a broad class of viruses that can cause everything from relatively harmless respiratory illnesses such as the common cold to pneumonia, as well as gastroenteritis, conjunctivitis, and inflammation of the liver in people. The new strain, however, had never before been identified, Chewy said. Quote, "This is almost certainly a new species of adenovirus," Chewy said. By looking at the sequence divergence, or how different the genetic sequence of this adenovirus is relative to other adenoviruses, we believe it is a new species. The scientist who fell ill had been in close contact, if you know what I mean, with the monkeys, though she became She became seriously ill with pneumonia around the same time the monkeys were falling ill. She was not hospitalized and recovered after about 4 weeks. Damn. Shit had her dick in the dirt for a month.
That sucks. That sucks bad. I wonder if...
Her blood tested positive for antibodies to the virus 3 months after the epidemic, Chewy said.
See, well, I wonder if, like, in medical school and shit, this Dr. Chewy is getting picked on all the fucking time.
I don't know. Probably.
By, like, everybody else.
Probably not.
Like,
it's medical school.
What a Wookiee. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
C-H-I-U. That's Chewy. Right? It's
Chew.
Chew. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not Chewy.
Well, it is to me. Infectious disease and public health experts are always on the lookout for new viruses that pose a threat to people, especially, you know, when the government makes them.
Right.
While this sort of event makes infectious disease experts sit up and take notice, quote, "It's not something to be nervous about or worried about today. Now, let it evolve a little bit more, then you can start to worry." There is not a novel adenovirus associated with a deadly outbreak in humans, but it's very interesting from a scientific point of view. While other viruses can infect more than one species, adenoviruses tend to be species-specific, which makes this somewhat unusual, but as of now, there's no evidence of an outbreak of the virus outside that single monkey colony in Davis.
Yeah, and then the whole world just goes poof!
Right.
You have it. You're all dying.
While adenoviruses usually stick to one species, other viruses do jump between species frequently, Chewy said. And a virus that makes one species very ill may be relatively harmless in another. SARS coronavirus, for example, colonizes bats and ferrets without causing disease, while in humans, the illness triggers severe pneumonia. Influenza also jumps between species. Pigs may show no signs of having the H1N word, but humans can get very sick from it. So, this is a zombie virus outbreak potential.
Maybe, dude, I don't know.
Potential.
I don't know.
It's a potentiality.
Maybe it's the rage virus.
Maybe.
That'd be pretty
cool.
Well,
in 28 days, we'll see what happens.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
Wake up in the hospital, like, what?
Researchers are also working to determine if the new adenovirus is a recombinant or combined virus, which includes bits of genetic information from monkey and human adenoviruses. Quote, Chewy says, "When viruses jump, they can cause much more severe disease or less severe disease. These findings might be an argument to do more broad surveillance of animals. If we can better understand what kind of viruses circulate in animals, it might help predict what viruses might jump over and when. And maybe if you guys could keep your human dicks out of animal vaginas, we wouldn't have to worry about this. So, thank you.
Yeah.
It's on.
Like Donkey Kong.
One of these days, it's going to be on. It's going to be all over us. Uh-huh. We're going to be running down the streets with adenovirus just like coming out of our eyes and ears.
And I'm going to be like Alice. And it's going to be super cool. And I'm going to be fighting the Umbrella Corporation. It's going to be so awesome. Killing zombie motherfuckers. It'll
Maybe
cool.
Go Miso is not a good idea. I don't think we need to be encouraged to watch more television and movies than we already do. Wow, that reminds me of this one movie. That reminds me of this TV movie. Show.
This show. Blah, blah, blah. Oh.
Fucking you last night. That reminded me of this porno. Sweet.
In Diana Jones.
In Diana Jones?
Yeah, what?
Wow. Is that a real one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I looked it up.
I should have known you wouldn't be that clever.
No, I looked it up after I heard it. It was on 40 Days and 40 Nights, and the guy threw out all of the porn in the house, and it happened to be some of his roommate's porn.
Ooh.
And his roommate was, like, frantically scrambling around the house looking for his shit. And the other guy gets home. He's like, dude, what'd you do with all my porn? And he's like, I threw it away. He's like...
You what?
He's like...
Heartbreak in his eyes.
He's like, do you know how long I spent looking for this? Looking for my porn? That's what he said. Do you know how long I spent looking for Indiana Jones? And he's like... I don't know how long. He's like, an hour. That's entirely too long to be looking for porn.
Entirely.
I want my temple of poon. So funny. An hour. That's entirely too long to be looking for porn.
See, that's just another great thing we can mark up to the birth of the internet. You know? Someone throws away your porn collection, just go re-download it again. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Did you watch that movie 40 Days and 40 Nights?
Maybe.
The guy gives up sex for Lent. And they're taking, like, at work, they're, like, taking huge bets on
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was a funny movie. The dude was like, are you serious? I've been looking all over the place for my temple of poon. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was good. What are you doing?
Weed. Packing some weed, nigga. What are you doing?
I didn't see what you were doing.
Jable says, I'll be walking the streets with a machete. Fuck yeah.
Machete.
We got guns and knives. I'm ready. Bring it on.
I've got lots of guns. Let's just go to my parents' house and make that homestead.
Do you want
to
play Zombie Apocalypse with me?
I do. I so do, because I have the perfect hiding spot.
With your hiding spot and my know-how and my intelligence.
And my gun power.
Your gun powder?
My gun power and powder.
That's right. And my sharp-shooting eagle-eye marksmanship.
Sure.
We'd be a team to
reckon with.
To reckon with, definitely.
We
especially
would survive.
If you're a dumb zombie.
We would survive.
Fuck yeah. I don't know about the whole repopulating the world, because I still don't want kids, zombie apocalypse or not, but, you know.
We'll have to get another girl up there, and, you know, we'll have my brother.
Yeah, no, I'll fuck another chick and get her pregnant and send her on her way, but as far as me and you having kids, eh. I mean, I'll help repopulate all day. God knows I got the sperm. Let me turn off my Wi-Fi real quick.
Do you really want to know that like, all these
late.
Children in town are yours?
If they're the only people in the town, fuck yeah. I'm going to rename that shit to Mattispell.
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah.
You're
I've been
not allowed
this
to repopulate the world, okay?
What if?
You're not allowed.
What if there's three people left, you, me, and this other hot chick? You're not going to do it, obviously. It's got to be up to me. Do you want to wreck your pussy? Fuck no, we'll wreck hers. And then we'll kill her.
And then what are you going to do with the kid?
We'll wait till he's 13. We'll wait till he's 13, then we'll kill her. Because who knows, I might want to fuck her again. I'm just saying.
See, no. Humanity would die with you and I.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not
you
kidding.
You would let humanity... Humanity,
yes!
Listen... It's her fault if you die.
That's right.
Humanity's listening. Humanity's in the chat right
Go
now.
Go ahead, humanity.
It's her fault.
Hate me all you want. I really don't care.
All right. Are you ready for ta-da?
Yes. Some ta-da.
Some cream of the crop.
Look what our world has done today. Yay.
No, this is just in the last couple days. Because if you recall, on Monday, we had some pretty good, you know, ta-das.
MDS says, Ward just announced that UCB will be on the Basement Boys tomorrow.
Yeah, well, MDS can tell Ward that he can thank me for giving her his information. Seriously.
Oh.
I asked her, I'm like, are we the only podcast you guys are doing this? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm friends. Well, I'm acquaintances with a bunch
some
of
others.
Other shows. Do you want their info? And she's like, yeah, that would be awesome. So I sent her a list. Basement Boys, Big Mouths, Ear Candy, New York, Keith and the Girl Even.
Oh, wow.
Sent her their way. There was a bunch. Stereo Radiation, Basement Boys. I sent her a whole list. Anyway, she sent me back an email. She's like, wow, you're doing my job better than I am. Thank you so much. So
I bet. You know what would be really cool?
What?
Is if she got the interview on Keith and the Girl, and then as they're, you know, interviewing her and stuff, she's like, yeah, and thanks to the Jam Hole, I would have never have found you guys.
Yeah, right. Oh,
if it wasn't for them, oh my God, I would have never have known what to do.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool. I am glad that, you know, it looks like a cool show. I've watched the videos and the press shit that she sent me, and it looks really funny. So
cool.
I'm glad that, you know, the Basement Boys can get them on there, and I sent them Spork Roast info, and
everybody
that we're friends with or that we know. Oh, yeah, dude. Like, all the shows that are like that. I didn't send her, like, science talk. Like,
well,
hey,
yeah.
Tell Steve Mirsky I said, hey, you know.
Right.
Nothing like that. But, yeah.
The ones we're friends with.
All the PGB, the not Hotcakes, but Hotcakes changed their name to, I haven't even listened to it yet. I just saw that they did that. The fuck is it called? What did Hotcakes change their name to? It's a new show. And it's just Jason and some other dude. Anyway, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. So. Right.
Anyway.
Cream of the crop. Okay.
So, ta-da.
Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
A three-month-old.
I met a black guy from Portland, Oregon today.
Nice.
He's fixing our lights. His name?
Oh, I saw that dude outside.
His name is like Rasta some shit or whatever. Like, it's seriously, like, yeah.
Rastafari?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead serious.
He was totally fucking with you then.
No, like everybody was calling him that. Like,
Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Were they calling him Defari?
No.
Were they calling him
Rasta?
No? Rastafari.
Ross or Rasta or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, a 3 month.
I'm guessing that is totally a nickname, but like.
Rastafari. Yeah. Google it. Anyway.
What?
A 3 month old child.
No, explain it right now.
A three-month-old child was taken to a hospital in critical condition after... What could a three-month-old child possibly be in critical condition?
Being murdered
condition?
By its mom. I don't fucking know.
Close. Close. After his mother attempted to circumcise him at home, police said. He's like, but wait, no, mom, I'm totally not possessed. Oh, fuck no. Mom, what? No. You're not a moil, first of all.
Wow.
Second of all, this is not kosher. Fuck no. Little three-month-old baby, like, running away. That's, honestly, it's kind of something I could see your mom doing.
No.
Like, dad said no circumcision. Mom's like, I'll do it myself. I'll show him. Show him.
No, they were both like, get that shit cut, because... It looks stupid if you don't.
Because it's fucking disgusting if you don't.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know. I've never had a circumcised cock. I've always been well cut. I got the sports cut.
Yeah.
It was like $20 extra.
You got
totally
the speed holes
it.
In the side.
Totally worth it. Ergonomic grip. Portland police sergeant. One of these days, I'm going to point out every single flaw that you have.
You're the one who brought up your cock shape.
I'm just
shape.
Saying.
Okay, you were the one who was like, yeah, talk
so,
about your cock.
So, the cops got there about 2 a.m. on the day of our Lord, Sunday.
And see, wait a second. Got to point out something real quick. See, I can point out your flaws and still get laid. You point out my flaws and you won't get laid.
I can still rape.
You know what I mean.
Because you're the only chick with a vagina that I can put my penis in.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Talk shit. See what happens.
Don't ever.
See what happens.
Talk about cheating on me.
2 a.m. I didn't say I was going to cheat on you. 2 a.m. Sunday, the day of the Lord. This child. We'll see. This child. This little three-month-old, his mother tried to cut his little dick off.
I'm
going to
try and cut my boyfriend's little dick off.
Police. Fuck you. Police said that they learned the mother had attempted to perform a medical procedure on the infant. She had the YouTube video walkthrough up and everything.
Oh, God.
The detectives from the police bureau's child abuse team and state officials are investigating. No arrests have been made at this point. Wow. You should arrest her.
It's like that movie that Jack Black was in. And that kid was all like...
Oh, wow. Check this out. The first comment. OMG. I hate the news. They are lying. He was not in critical condition. The mother is not crazy, nor is she ill. She handled her business just like a mother would do for her child. You guys don't know what she was going through, so don't judge. And to set... Thank you. And to set the record straight, she did complete the procedure. She had all the proper tools and everything. Do you know that all around the world, parents circumcise their children all the time?
Yeah,
but because she did it in America, it's
Indonesia
a problem.
And shit.
They also cut little girls' clits off. It's not saying that it's right, but, you know, that happens all over the world. People die from starvation all over the world. But, I don't know, this totally sounds like it's the mom. She's like...
I know, right?
I had everything right, you know? I did it right.
And she did finish the procedure.
But is that something... You shouldn't be doing that at 3 months old, right? Isn't that what something that should happen at birth?
No.
Do they wait 3 months, really?
Yeah, you can wait that long, yeah. You don't. It doesn't have to be done at birth. Do
you? Really? You better, like, be reaching up into the vagina and cutting it while I'm in there. Because I don't even want any recollection of that happening. I'm
you
glad I don't remember, no. Okay. So that's apparently what had happened.
No. Okay.
I'm just chilling one day. I'm, like, 0.3 days old, you know, not even a whole day yet. And it's nice and dark, and I'm reading my book, and all of a sudden this fucking little robot thing comes in with a little pair of scissors, and I'm like, robot, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm here to cut the tip of your cock off. And I'm like, what? Are you
Does
fucking kidding me?
Cut the tip of your cock off. Okay.
I have a pretty awesome, like, zigzag scar for mine. It's
Are you
custom.
Serious?
Totally custom.
I'll have to see that because I didn't notice it.
That's right. Hey, if you're circumcised, look at your cock. You just have a little line. I have zigzags.
So was your doctor, like, drunk that day?
Maybe.
Like, let's just go ahead and
yes, my father was.
Whoa. Anyway.
All right. This is pretty awesome, and this just goes to show you that, yes, the rest of the world does completely fucking hate us. So, you know the Maldives. Maldives?
No.
There's a luxury resort in the Maldives that sparked outrage after a video appeared on YouTube showing members of staff abusing and mocking their guests using a language they were unable to understand.
All right.
Employees at the Velu Reef Beach and
Spa. So it's like going to a Chinese restaurant.
Kind of. Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's exactly what it is.
That's totally what it feels like every time you walk in there and they're all talking in Chinese and shit.
But this,
like,
is worse.
They're totally talking about me.
The employees of this resort can be seen calling an English-speaking couple infidel and swine and calling their guests' marriage illegal in their native Dahavi tongue. Throughout the 15-minute wedding ceremony.
Wow.
They were getting married, and these fools are like, oh, this is
Fuck
so great.
You. Yeah.
According to the Maldive News, the video, which was uploaded to YouTube as, quote, a joke, shows an employee named Hussein Diddy.
What?
It's Puff Diddy's brother.
Right.
Conducting a service as a celebrant, a person who is empowered to perform a religious ceremony. The document he uses, of which there's a brief close-up in the video, has absolutely no relation to marriage laws in the Maldives. Words that are words that are legible on the document refer to staff employment.
Whoa.
Suggesting that he was using the fucking employee manual to marry them.
Wow.
Place your hand on this employee manual. That's so awesome.
Oh my god, dude.
Quote, fornication has been legalized according to Article 6, 1.11 of the Penal Code, he chants, in a tone favored by religious scholars. Fornication has been legalized according to Article 6, 1.11. Fornication has been legalized according... That's totally what he was doing.
That's awesome.
That is frequent fornication by homosexuals. Most fornication is by males. You are swine. The children that you bear from this marriage will all be bastard swine. Your marriage is not a valid one. You are not the kind of people who can have a valid marriage.
Oh my god.
One of you is an infidel.
Oh my
the
god.
The other two is an infidel. And we have reason to believe an atheist who does not even believe in an infidel religion.
Wow. And that's what like, he's saying the while they're getting married? They're like totally happy like, and smiling.
Oh,
like,
that's so beautiful. They have such a beautiful language.
I know. Oh my god.
The hapless couple remain oblivious as the celebrant, surrounded by 10 to 15 employees, calls for the marriage to be enshrined in Islamic law, followed by further personal insults against the couple. None of the employees attempts to stop the ceremony, and several, they take pictures, which I'll paste this in the live chat, thejamhole.com/live. If you're watching, you can see some pictures there, and I believe there was a video. Yeah, there's a video at the bottom. Then, this is so amazing. Your marriage is not a valid one.
That is so, awesome, dude.
Various types of insults about the woman and the man, their clothing and demeanor, are spoken throughout in the form of a running commentary in a sports video. The woman speak English, largely just in reply to the, quote, officials, and it appears from the video that their surname is Alexander, although one news agency says that they are Swiss. As the bride bends down to plant the coconut tree, a man is heard exclaiming, can we see her breasts? The commentator says, she is wearing something because I know because my beard has gone gray watching those things. I have seen so many of them now that I don't even want to look anymore when I see them.
Oh my god, dude.
Your vagina is poking out through your dress. The groom, who is watering the new coconut tree, which they have just planted, is totally unaware of the manner in which his wife and her breasts are being discussed by the group of Moldavian men officiating at the renewal of their wedding vows.
Oh, my God.
Puff Didi, he tells the couple they should return soon to check on the progress of their plant, testament to what had taken place on the island that day. And then the video concludes with the commentator repeatedly urging the celebrant to make the couple suck mouths. Suck mouths.
Oh my god.
And if you didn't know, that is an expression used by the Moldavians to denigrate the act of kissing. You suck mouth.
You suck mouth. Suck mouths. Dude, that's not hot at all.
A police investigation has, of course, been launched into the incident, while management at the resort have said that the employees have been sacked and evicted from the resort altogether. You might want to leave because they're going to come kill you now.
Yeah, I know,
pretty
right?
Sure. That's not... Wow. You should have waited. But the resort admitted that it does not have a person who is specifically designated to perform the rituals. So y'all got scammed from the get-go.
Yeah.
In a statement, the resort expressed, quote, its deep concern and regret over the incident. Set on its own exclusive island in the Indian Ocean, the Maldives Resort is a popular destination for couples intending to renew their marriage vows. A stay at the Velu Reef Beach and Spa $1,335 per person.
Wow.
And it's advertised as a place where couples can celebrate and capture the special moments of your life and mark a milestone in your amazing journey together.
Wow. Can you even read that? Or what?
That's... Let's go here and
going to mock
celebrate
us?
The special moments of our life. And let's mark a milestone in the form of a YouTube video of us getting made the fuck fun of.
Sure.
That's good. And can we pay $1,400?
Yes.
And another probably, what, $1,000 just to get there?
Right. And then on everything
food
that you
and all,
yeah,
right.
use while you're there.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. The video has sparked outrage from tourism authorities in the country. Deputy Tourism Minister Ismail Yasir, he said, "We are investigating the matter through the resort management." So.
That is so awesome, dude.
All right, you ready for another cream of the crop amazing mother?
I am.
Just
I am very
fucked
ready.
Her child the fuck up.
Yes.
This one, the mother, 25 years old.
All right.
From Birmingham. She's been declared, this is BBC, not like Birmingham, Alabama. Okay.
All right, all right.
Yeah, England. Okay. Yeah, she's been declared unfit to stand trial. Just a little cuckoos.
All right.
The jury has instead been asked to decide. Just decide, jury. Did she unlawfully kill her daughter? That's all you need to decide. Totally disregard any question of intent. Did she or did she not unlawfully kill her daughter? That's all. The child's body was found at a house. The officers walked in and they found the body on the floor in a pretty solid state. Well, not solid, but a pretty good state of decomp.
Oh.
The body had been partly covered with bin liners.
Oh, dude, did they step in it?
With bin.
Because they need that.
I think I'm evidence.
I think I've just become evidence.
She'd been partly covered with bin Ladens, bin liners.
Oh.
And the officers could smell what appeared to be acid. Several stab wounds had been inflicted on what looked like a large kitchen knife, although no weapon was found. Pathologist Dr. James Lucas, he carried out a post-mortem exam, said there was, quote, extensive corrosive damage, which hampered any interpretation of her injuries, making it hard for him to ascertain a cause of death. What's the COD?
Probably the big knife holes.
Probably. I'm gonna go ahead and go with the big knife holes.
I'm going with that, too.
Well, experts have been unable to identify what corrosive substance was applied to her body. A litmus paper test indicated it was an acid rather than an alkaline. So it wasn't, like, lye or anything like that.
Right.
It was definitely something acidic. He said she had not swallowed any of the acidic substance and was either unconscious or dead when it was applied to her body. It's fucking crazy.
So, the mom stabbed the fuck out of her and then poured some acid on her because she's dumb and didn't realize that.
That's what they think.
You need a tub of acid, okay?
Right. You can't just leave that and cover it with bin Ladens, like,
yeah,
and just
no,
let it
man.
Sit there.
Dig a hole, fill the hole up with acid, you know, put
right.
a kid in there, bury it.
The day before the child's death, Miss Yosef, an asylum seeker of Somali origin, she had been visited by the social workers. She was reluctant to allow them access to the little girl's medical records, but took her to a GP for a checkup later that day, where she was found to be just fine.
Oh.
He said Miss Yosef's mother and aunt, who lived in Leicester, had concerns for her mental health, saying she was acting strangely and talking to herself. Her mother told the cops she had removed knives from her daughter's possession on two occasions.
No, you can't have these.
So maybe the daughter did it to herself. And then the mother covered the body in acid to hide it.
Maybe, because maybe she was like, everybody thinks I'm crazy already.
That's what they're trying to figure out. That's why they said, disregard any question of intent, but did she unlawfully kill her? We don't care why. Just did she? Yes or no? Or did she kill herself? You don't know.
What would you say?
I would say no contest.
That's cheating, dude.
What would you say? I would say I'm not going to leave a dead fucking body decomping on my living room fucking floor.
Right.
So
she should have reported it to authorities if the daughter had killed herself. But then again, she
could have woulda.
She could have been, you know, worried that the authorities were going to think that she was crazy and think that she did it anyway. And that's why she hid it. You know?
Isn't everyone that has kids a little nuts?
Yes.
I mean,
have you not noticed?
Yeah. You're all a little nuts.
When they when a grown,
I mean, it's cool. We're all a little nuts, but you guys are a little more nuts.
When a grown woman sticks her fingers into
a what used to be her vagina, oh
no, into a child's diaper and then smells it and goes, "Ah, someone needs to be changed."
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That's disgusting. Don't do that in public, you nasty bitch.
Oh, what? In public?
That's, dude, you haven't ever seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. They'll try to hide it, too. They're holding the baby, and then, like, they go whoop with their finger and, like, feel around and see if there's shit or piss in there. Wow. That is disgusting. Don't shake a fucking woman's hand that's holding a baby. Uh-uh.
I don't even, like, put my hand down my pants and then, like, smell it. Like, in public. That's disgusting.
Dude,
do that in your home. What do you think of breastfeeding in public?
That's also very gross.
Kind of hot?
No, I think it's disgusting.
I agree. It's totally hot.
How is that hot? That is disgusting, dude.
It's a little titty. It's just one titty.
No, it's a titty swelled up, filled with fucking nasty-ass nutrient shit to feed
titty.
That little twat turd that's hanging off your tit.
It's a big titty.
No, dude, it's disgusting. It's fucking gross, man. It's just nasty. I don't know. I don't like it. I think it's fucking gross. It's disgusting.
Well, props if your balls are big enough to whip a titty out and feed a baby in public.
I just think it's gross, dude. It just looks fucking nasty. A titty should be out for fun, not
fucking
not like holding a titty out and then you give a dude a dirty look when he fucking goes, huh? You know, come on.
Burger says a friend's wife whipped her titty out at dinner. I almost puked.
But no, seriously, if you're sitting there breastfeeding. And some dude walks by and glances at your tit, and then you give him a dirty look.
Yeah,
your titty's out.
That's your bad, for sure.
She's like, oh, God, you're disgusting watching me breastfeed my child.
Stop looking
at
this.
Do it in your house, and I won't look at it.
Stop looking at these big, giant titties.
That will totally go back down to little A cups in, like, a month.
Yeah, right. Little shriveled up A cups.
Yep.
In a month.
Yeah, it's disgusting, dude. Fuck you. You're gross.
All right, well, MDS sent us this story, and it's almost Halloween time. A little stranger danger.
What?
When you see a stranger, and he's stranger danger. You never heard that before? How old are you?
We didn't do that in Florida. There's
anyway,
too many strangers.
Well, it's all
there's
danger
stranger.
In Florida.
What's up?
Even the people you know, it's danger in Florida.
Eh.
So, Halloween is the day when America market tests parental... Jesus Christ.
Blah, blah, blah.
Take two. Halloween is the day when America market tests parental paranoia. Prenatal paranoia. That's what it looks like. If I need another bowl. If a new fear flies on Halloween, it's probably going to catch on for the rest of the year. Take Stranger Danger, the classic Halloween horror. Even when I was a kid, this person writes, back in the Bewitched and Brady Bunch costume era, parents were already worried about neighbors poisoning candy. Sure, the folks down the street might smile and wave the rest of the year, but on Halloween...
I'm gonna get that little fucker.
They were just biding their time before stuffing us silly with strychnine-laced Smarties.
Yay!
This dude's a wordsmith. Damn. Lenore Skenazy, nice work. I remember that, though, in California growing up, like when I was born up until I was 13 or 12, we couldn't eat any of our candy before our parents went through it all. They had to check because what I remember is them saying razor blades and apples, needles and pixie sticks. Razor blades in Snicker bars, stuff like that. But I don't know if it was ever true or not. I was a little kid and it sounded scary, so I was like, check my shit out so I can eat the fucking candy, you know? And then I remember as you got older, I think they did it up here, you could take your candy to the hospital and they would run it through their x-ray thing and just real quick be able to see.
That's really cool.
But that's interesting that this person starts it out as saying, you know, market testing parental paranoia. Like, was any of that the product of it happened, so now we have to do this? Or is it like, let's see what happens if we tell parents, hey, somebody poisoned this thing, you right. know, check your shit. Or then now everyone does
see,
it.
See, I remember, like...
It's an urban myth, right? There was never a fucking razor blade.
No, I guarantee you there was, because where did it come from?
Yeah, see, that's true, too, but I don't know.
It was probably, like, one incident in, like, Maine... That, like, some fucking old crotchety...
Motherfucking Amityville, nigga.
Like, some fucking crotchety old man was pissed at this lady's son or something for riding his little tricycle on his lawn all the time. And
right, like an act of revenge or
yeah,
some
like, you
shit.
Little fucker bite into this.
And now it's like random strangers are poisoning your children because your kids are fucking annoying.
I mean, I when I was a kid, yeah, my mom used to check my candy for like a little bit, and then I started checking my own candy.
We did that also. MDS says anything that was unwrapped had to be thrown out.
Yeah.
We couldn't have anything that was like, you know, it had to be
unless
wrapped
it was good friends,
that.
You know, that were like candy apples.
We didn't because you didn't know what was from who.
Well, no,
once it's
I mean,
in the
like,
bag, like it's all jumbled.
Like your friend's
up, you know?
Parents are fucking making candied apples.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's I didn't
what I mean.
Like that shit anyway, so I was cool. But
love candy apples, caramel apples. Oh yeah, I want one now. God damn it.
So. That was a wacky idea, he says, but we bought it. We still buy it, even though Joel Best, a sociologist at the University of Delaware, has researched the topic and spends every October telling the press that there has never been a single case of any child being killed by a stranger's Halloween candy. He says there was one case in Texas where a boy was poisoned by a pixie stick, but the child's father did it for the insurance money. He was promptly then executed.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you think that
thank
word...
Texas for that fucking...
Hey, God bless Texas.
With his own hands.
Okay. No place else. Anyway, you'd think that word would get out, poison candy not happening, but instead most Halloween articles to this day tell parents to feed children a big meal before they go trick-or-treating so they won't be tempted to eat any candy before bringing it home for inspection.
Yeah,
as
right.
if being full has ever
anything
stopped
to do
a kid
with
from
wanting candy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stranger Danger is still going strong, and it's even spread beyond Halloween to the rest of the year. Now parents consider their neighbors potential killers all year round.
Wow.
That's why they don't let their kids play on the lawn or wait alone for the bus. Mm-hmm. You never know. The psycho next door fear went viral.
Are we going trick or treating this year? We should do that.
I don't usually.
And we should test our candy. Can I poison your candy?
Sure. Poison it with LSD, oxycodone, poison.
Hey, whatever. Let's get a bunch of drugs and poison each other's candy and try to guess which one we're eating.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We'll just OD. It'll be great.
So then came along new fears. Parents are warned annually not to let their children wear costumes that are too tight. Those could seriously restrict breathing, but not too loose either, because they could trip, fall, and die.
Ah!
You'll
Dude,
die!
What the fuck
treating
is wrong
parents,
with parents?
Treating parents like idiots who couldn't possibly notice that their kid is turning blue or falling on his face might seem like a losing proposition, but of course it caught on. Halloween taught marketers that parents are willing to be warned about anything, no matter how preposterous. And that they're willing to be sold whatever solutions the market can come up with.
God.
Face paint, so no mask will obscure a child's vision. Purell, so no child touches a germ. And the biggest boondoggle of all, an adult-supervised party, so no child encounters anything exciting or dangerous. That's so crazy, dude.
I know, that's true.
Like, I don't know.
Parents are fucking crazy.
They are. But it's not like that they're crazy, like, for good reason. They're crazy because somebody
rumors.
Told them to be.
Right.
Right.
Rumors
it's
are freaking them out.
It's interesting article. But, yeah, it's
so
totally
if,
all
if you
marketing.
Had a, say you were a father, right? Hypothetically.
It's a big hypothetical, but okay.
Well, let's say you didn't have that one abortion on your statistics list, okay? Let's pretend.
I don't understand, but okay.
Let's pretend. Say you have a child. You were taking that kid trick-or-treating. Would you or would you not check its candy?
How old is the child?
6.
Yeah, I'd say probably up until about 10.
But no cases.
But I would
of
show
children ever being poisoned by Halloween candy.
Well, right. Never. I would just do it to buy into the local paranoia. Because that's.
But
fun.
Then you just fall into another crazy parent statistic.
So. They're called statistics for a reason.
But you would become one for falling into it.
I'm already one for having a fucking baby and being a single father. On
oh
welfare.
God. That coming out of your mouth was so adorable.
I'm already a statistic. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. So you would do all these things that all these other people are
not
doing.
Not all these things. I would just check it. And each year I would make the child watch me check it.
Jables is a good idea. I would just tell him it's all bad, then eat it all.
Cheers. There you go.
Yeah, I'm checking your candy with my mouth.
I would say go spend Halloween with your fucking mother.
Oh my God.
With your adjective, expletive, adjective mother.
Oh my God.
That's what I would say. Wow. So, let's see. Think of how Halloween used to be the one day of the year when gaggles of kids took to the streets by themselves, at night even. Big fun, low cost, but once the party moved inside to keep kids safe from the non-existent poisoners, in came all the nonsense. The battery-operated caskets, the hired witch, the Costco veggie trays, and plastic everything else, of course. Halloween went from hobo holiday to $6 billion extravaganza.
I know, dude.
And
I like the hobo holiday part better.
Yeah, right? And it blazed the way for adult-supervised everything else. Let kids make their own fun, not anymore. Let's sign our toddlers up for movement classes. Let's bring on the extracurricular activities, travel soccer, and manicure parties for the older kids. Manicure? Are parents really doing this? Like, you're out of touch if you're living a life that's kid-free, you know? Like, you don't notice this kind of shit. Like, are parents for real doing this shit? Because that fucking sucks,
yeah.
Dude. I feel really bad for young kids growing up now. Like, we had it fucking cake compared to that shit.
And we thought it sucked.
We didn't have cell phones and computers to help us take our mind off of how shitty our parents are.
Nope.
But, you know. Still, that's...
Maybe it's like a trade-off, okay? They have cell phones and computers and all that to play with now.
And they'll probably live to see something way cooler than what we're going to live to see, probably.
Well, we'll probably live to see something way cooler than our parents.
Well, yeah, and every generation can say that.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to live forever. Fuck all y'all.
But our parents weren't nuts like this. They were starting to be, but they weren't at that point. I'd say maybe...
My mom's pretty nuts.
Well, your mom's nuts for a whole nother fucking reason, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That has nothing to do with
this. I really want to know why or how that
happened.
Trust
me. It has nothing to do with child paranoia, okay?
I really want to know why and how she got the way she is.
So now...
She didn't used to be that crazy.
Now comes the latest Halloween terror. Across the country, cities and states are passing waves of laws presenting... preventing registered sex offenders, presenting them. Here are our registered sex offenders.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Ta-da! That was all me.
Ta-da! Nice.
Yay.
Right, they're making the registered, the RSOs, leaving their homes, or sometimes even turning on their lights on Halloween. You have to stay in your house and keep your lights off, perv.
Oh my God.
What?
Just read the chat. It's good. Wow.
And what MDS said?
And then what Burger says.
MDS says, when my sister came to visit with her kids, she wanted to put plastic plugs in all the electric outlets, and she freaked out big time about the curtain cord loops that could strangle them. And Burger says she did cocaine.
Yay.
Okay.
So awesome. Dude, I remember my grandmother used to put plastic plugs in the electric plug outlet.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to lose your dumb, retarded child because he stuck something in there.
I
metal.
Still managed to shock the
of
shit out of myself.
You did.
Because
you know
there was a plug. Because
you're a dumb, retarded child.
No, there was a plug.
When was this? Last year?
My grandparents have been dead for a long time, asshole. No, when I was a kid...
I didn't kill him, dude. I'm
just sure you did. You gave my grandmother a fucking tumor, you bastard. Anyway, no, in my granny's bathroom, there was a outlet kind of up, like midway, you know, not all the way down, like, where they normally are. Uh-huh. And there wasn't a plug in it. And I was like, huh. Stuck my finger in it and went, bzzz.
Huh.
And I fell down and cried. And my dad was like, what did you do?
It's a riveting story.
Yeah. It hurt.
It's so
weird.
Yeah. Why? Same old, of course. Safety as a panel of experts on the Today Show, which is where you should all be getting your parenting information
absolutely.
From. The View and the fucking Today Show The Yesterday Show and the Tomorrow Show.
Right.
They warned viewers recently, don't let your children trick-or-treat without you any earlier than age 13. You know why?
What?
Because people put on masks. They put on disguises, and there are still people who do bad things. We all put on masks, don't we?
Wow, dude.
The metaphorical mask that is the inner us that we present to the outer you.
You know what I did last night?
What?
I totally went to Walmart looking at Halloween costumes.
Of course you did.
I love Halloween. It's so good. I was gonna dress up like a honeybee. I thought about it. I was like, I want to go to work in this.
Hold on. Why don't we have money to go to this awesome cabin? Because you want to dress up like a fucking honeybee?
I didn't buy it.
Oh.
I don't have any money to buy it.
Oh, right.
I was just looking. Well, I needed to go there because I needed to.
I would fuck you in a bee suit. If
I
wanted
to just work in it. And
I would have to be the flower, though, to make it totally ironic. And iconic. A flower fucking a bee for a change? Fuck yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I had to go up to Walmart to give my mom
if you guys buy us those costumes, we'll do it. We'll get her done.
I had to go up to Walmart to give my mom, who is calling, some rocking lasagna that I made last night. And she bought me a new bra, which is super cool.
Sweet.
Also, my mom is still calling me.
Another riveting story courtesy of Daniel. So,
I hate you.
Right. People, we all wear masks. Elizabeth Letourneau, an associate professor at the Medical University of South Carolina, studied crime stats from 30 states and found, quote, zero evidence to support the idea that Halloween is dangerous. Is a dangerous date for children in terms of child molestation.
Get your child ass back here.
Yeah. Your child will not get molested unless you live somewhere that is surrounded by chomos. Then chances go up. Your statistic goes up.
Oh my god.
So yeah. Why is it so safe? Because despite our mounting fears and apoplectic media. I don't even know what that fucking means.
Apoplectic? Apoplectic?
Media. It is still the day that many of us of all ages go outside. We knock on doors, we meet each other, and all that giving and taking and trick-or-treating is building the very thing that keeps us safe, a community. We can kill off Halloween, or we can accept that it isn't dangerous and give it back to the kids. Then maybe we can start giving them back the rest of their childhoods, too. Very well done.
Halloween is fun. It's supposed to be fun. You go
maybe
out and you dress up like retards and get candy.
Maybe if y'all would stop having so many fucking kids, it would be easier to keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to worry about some 80-year-old having sex with him or her. All right. Last story for tonight, because this is really awesome. Tacoma Park, Maryland. Okay. A man was arrested after he allegedly,
not saying here nor there,
ejaculated on a woman and then exposed himself to her as she was reading in the library.
So she just sat there while he, like,
excuse me, miss.
Did he just, like, there and then, like, tap her on the shoulder and just jizz all over?
The incident happened at the Montgomery College Library. Police say the female was sitting in the library when a man walked past her, jerked off on her arm. When the female turned to the man, he was standing behind her with his dick and nuts just out, fully exposed.
Nice.
Then he ran, fled the library, returned briefly, and then fled again as the woman was calling the cops.
Wow.
Campus security chased the man, but of course you ain't catching him. He took off. DNA evidence was obtained from the woman.
Obviously.
Because it was all fucking over her. She did not know the man, but was able to provide a description of him to police. Are you ready?
Ready.
5'8", African-American, male.
Oh, my God. I know who that is. His name's Tyrell. He lives right down that road right there.
Officers used the victim's description and surveillance video to identify the suspect as 29-year-old Tyrell. They allegedly found him right over there. He was arrested and is facing charges of second-degree jerking off and indecent exposure. So.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
You know, if I can't just jerk off on some random chick, what kind of world is this? At the library?
At the library.
You're trying to learn, trying to jerk
off. And you
off.
Get jizzed on.
Hey.
Hey.
Just open your mouth and say, ah. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Oh, my God,
I'm going to write that song. All right, well, anything else before we get the F-O?
Thank no, you. I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, don't.
I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Email info at thejamhole.com. I'm looking for a song.
I can't find it.
TheJamHole.com, that's where all our shit's at. TheJamHole.com/Twitter/Facebook/MySpace/YouTube, all
there
that shit. Of course, slash donate, please. Please, we need $40
please.
So we can go hang out and have sex at this cabin. It'll be cool.
Yes.
It'll be so cool. I will appreciate it. TheJamHole.com/music, get that thing. Lyrical and Matt Lee's rap music project.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
Pretty. Pretty awesome.
Eh,
and there was something else I was going to say. Friday, we'll see you.
With an interview.
And we'll see you.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.